sir. And what is your name, sir? Okay, hold on 1 second. I believe that the Honorable Payone, the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse, will be conducting your hearing, sir. So just hang on to the phone. There's a whole lot of noise coming in.
Mr. Gonzalez?
Yes?
Are you able to hear? There's a lot of noise in the back.
I can hear you now.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
William Gonzalez, 130-643.
Thank you, sir. We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing, and this is concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant.
Okay.
You were notified about this hearing on March 14th when you signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you could represent yourself. So which is it today, sir? Would you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
Myself.
Okay, thank you. And I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the screen to your right, all the way the other end from me, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. And also in the room with us is the Honorable Mr. Respy, who you can see right now. He's with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the Corrections and your parole officer hearing today.
Okay,
sir. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. Respy, we solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm. Mr. Gonzalez?
I do.
And Mr. Respy?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Gonzalez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And in phase two, we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, Mr. Gonzalez, I'll read this allegation, and I'll need you to state whether it's true or false. So we'll start phase one. Here's the allegation. And it's that you were in violation of condition 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Black Canyon Regional Office on May 31st, 2018, following your discharge from your approved residence of Transitional Living Communities on 11th Avenue in Phoenix. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Gonzalez, is that true or false? Is that true or false, Mr. Gonzalez?
Yes. True and false.
Okay, I just need one or the other. Did you report to the Black Canyon office on May 31st?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to mark that that's false, because that's what the allegation says, is that you reported on May 31st. So I'll mark that one as a true. And so I'll move us from phase one to phase two, sir. So I'll make a motion when we'll be right with you. Based on Mr. Gonzalez's admission, I move to find him delinquent, but as he did violate the terms and conditions of community supervision, and may have lapsed or had lapsed in the criminal vice or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal, agreed Dr. Wright and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, we'll move into phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be, your committee supervision should be reinstated or revoked, sir. But before we do that, Mr. Westby is going to give us all some background information. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back to ask you some questions and talk more in just a moment. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Gonzalez was released from Arizona Department of Corrections on April 23rd, 2018. He was released February 26, 2018, on police review. When he observed the body was found, and then he went to the ground, and then he tried to stop him from the charges. Hughes Avenue, see custody on February 26, 2002. Please just receive receipt of the receipt of March 19, 2020, 271 days. Current motion, 2013, that means transportation, 6.5 years. This crime conviction is 1997, marijuana violation 1 year. 2003, theft of transportation, 2.5 years. 2003, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2006, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2009, misconduct of violent weapons, 2.5 years. This is his fifth term at DOC. Senior minor score, 2-3. Mental health score, 1. Substance use score, 3. STG information notes, he's a committee member of the Hollywood Barrio Reading School of Speaking. His prior terms of supervision in 1998, TIS release of Stunberg, 1138, CCD, CCD, DOC. 2007, TIS release of Stunberg 48, CCD, prior to seeing DOC. 2010, TIS release of Stunberg 3 days, revoked by DOC. His career violations are moderate, drugs, alcohol, violence noted. Other arrests, 1990, civil assault, Arizona, disposition unknown. 1991, criminal trespass, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1991, criminal ambush, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1994, threatening and intimidating, juvenile probation. 2006, assault, Arizona, guilty under sanction. 2006, domestic violence in Arizona, county jail. This community use group is in G7BA.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Gonzalez, when you, we have a written summary of what occurred while you were on supervision, and it looks like you were originally assigned to TLC, but on May 30th, you were discharged due to using illegal drugs. So what drug were you using?
It was meth and it was overdose.
You were using meth?
Yes.
Okay. And had you had a problem with meth before that?
No.
That was the first time you used meth?
Yes.
Okay. And I see that you have a conviction in the past for drug paraphernalia. What was that? What drug was that about?
That was marijuana.
Well, there's a marijuana conviction, but then in 06 there's a drug paraphernalia. What was that? Oh, you had a pipe? Okay. Okay. All right. And you provided one clean urine specimen, it looks like, sir, while you were out, so that's a good thing. Were you working? Did you have a job?
Yes, I was on my way to Streetlight Customs.
And what kind of work was that?
I was in the shop and then I put back together a surplus.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Had you done that kind of work before?
Yes, it was the first time I pursued it. Right, actually do it in the future.
Okay. All right. And Mr. Lesby said when the Phoenix PD picked you up, you were riding your bike along, but then when they tried to talk to you, you ran. What happened?
They were trying to talk to me and pulled to find me, and she was going to hit me, and I never, he was coming up towards me. I was trying to hit me with the car, so I went past him. When I looked back, I noticed that it was an unmarked truck behind me. It was an officer. When I came out, I laid the bike down with my hands up.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Mr. Gonzalez, why didn't you get in touch with your parole officer when you were released from TLC?
That's the question I'm going to make for him. I called him on Friday, and I stayed my name and ADC number to him and let him know what happened. So Saturday came, I used an MDI, and I left over from work, and I got a room at the Motel 6 because my sister was on the other side of town, so I stayed on the side of town, so I would see him easy. Then Monday came, and I called him again, so I could resource me like my name and information, because I had never been to the office. The office I reported to was on the south side of town when I first got out. I had never been to his office. I don't know where his office is at. And he said, well, look, Mr. Gonzalez, that's the one who's over there. I'm going to go ahead and let him. And I begged him to let me go to some kind of program, which would have some other kind of halfway house or some kind of program, so I could get code because I've never had a problem with meth. Okay, maybe I do it too many hours that weekend when I stay with Master Shop, and so I can stay at the Master Shop. And that's what I tried to explain to him. I was like, I messed up, I'm gonna mess up, but can I go to a drug program? And I told him that I heard that there was one at Adobe Mountain, that maybe I could come there and check myself in and go there. And he replied to me again, Mr. Gonzalez, the one is already written, so I'm going to be as it is. And I told him, I apologize, and I'm sorry, and I don't want to call him, and I continue to work and take care of my shoes until the day I got caught in the bike.
Okay, well, Mr. Gonzalez, the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office is there after, I'm looking at Mr. Reski.
Yes, that is correct. Yes, it's in the same storeroom, it's the Adobe Mountain,
right, so that would have been the place, and of course you can always go to the other parole office and just ask if the one you know where it is, go there and say, here I am, I need directions, how do I get to this place? So it looks like you've had some other three prior terms of community supervision where you absconded as well, sir, so you knew it was important to be in touch with your parole officer. I'm going to ask Mr. Westby if there's any notes in the file about contacts.
Other than initial contact that you had with this intake who was first released, which was aware of any one of the corrections for which we always have a good officer there on hand. And I see where that the contact you had on May 23rd was at TLC. And then after that, on June 15th, Federal Settlement Rosie has directed the contact field that day.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Gonzalez, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions? Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance. Is there anything else you've thought of that you'd like the board to consider, sir?
I would say yes, consider that I do have a job to go back to, and I feel if there's any substance or program I can get into before I get back out on the road, if you guys do me a favor, then I would be more than happy to do that. Right? I stayed out just to let them out on the road, just going to work and taking care of my kids, and I know it's still a job program to get back to my kids and family. God bless you.
All right, sir, thank you. The board is going to go into discussion, sir, and I wonder if I could ask you, just that phone is very sensitive and we're catching your breathing, and this is recorded, so just turn the speaking part down. Yeah, there you go, so you can hear that. Yeah, that's a lot better. Thank you so much. The board will go into discussion, and we just ask that you just stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Okay, so thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Gonzalez was out and had a job, a good job. Unfortunately, while he was living in transitional living communities, he used meth, which he says is for the first time. He said that the prior drug-related charges were about marijuana, not meth. He has a considerable amount of time left. But he had been on community supervision before and knew how important it was to stay in touch with his parole officer. And as I say, Mr. Gillespie has checked the record and there really is no evidence that there was contact there. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I will listen to any thoughts of fellow board members. I'm seeing no thoughts. I'm going to make a motion then based on information warrant 2018W1643, a conversation with Mr. Gonzalez, information provided by Mr. Raspi. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Gonzalez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal laser company, specifically by failing to contact his parole officer and absconding for a lengthy period of time. And that's my motion.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded, is that Mr. Quinones?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and agreed, Dr. Wright, and with Mr. Neal, would you agree? Thank you. Mr. Gonzalez, the board of voters revoked your community supervision, so I know that's not what you wanted to hear today, but with three prior periods of community supervision where you also absconded, sir, we just can't overlook that many days. That's a better part of the year that you had absconded, sir. So we're showing you with a release date of March of 2020, March 19th. That's just a little under a year. So we wish you the best, sir. This board does not have the authority to place you anywhere because we're separate from the Department of Corrections. So I'd urge you to just look there, what's available. There may be some design for living. There may be, there's usually AA and NA. Some, especially on that yard, I'm pretty sure there's AA and NA available. So we wish you the best, sir, and hope that we never see you back here in Orange again, sir. All right? Thank you so much. Thank you. And would you let the CO3 know that you're finished? Just lay that phone down on the counter. Don't hang it up. Okay?
Okay.
This will conclude your hearing. Thank you, sir.